For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Happ drives one in the air to right field. Back goes Carroll. That ball is gone! Ian Happ with a grand slam and the Cubs lead 6-1.
Gold Glove Award winner.
Line toward left center toward the gap on the run. Happ makes a sliding catch. Excellent play by Ian Happ.
Host of the Compound Podcast. Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
It is time for our weekly visit with the Cubs outfielder, Ian Happ. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He's also on Twitch. You can watch at twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Freshly rested off of one of the two off days this week. Ian, what's it like having two off days surrounding that Dodgers series in the middle?
It's nice. This is the advantage of going to play in Japan early. We got a bunch of off days in April and a bunch of time to rest up. I think we got something like three Thursdays in a row plus that Tuesday off day or Monday off day yesterday. So it's been nice.
What do you do with all the off time this early in the season? I mean, how are you enjoying the off time?
It's great. It's just recovery. I think it's just you get some time to get the body back under you, and it's nice for, you know, our pitching staff and our bullpen. You know, gives counts the ability to use guys knowing they're going to have a couple extra days.
Ian, we just got done with a segment where I know you guys get tired of hearing about stats and projections, but these are pretty good. How do you feel about hearing about some good stats?
As far as the World Series stuff that came out.
So you've heard about it is what you're telling me. The word on the street is out.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. You know, that it's great. It's nice that people believe in us, but it's the middle of April. I think these type of projections and predictions, they don't mean anything.
Okay. So the 97 wins is also something where you're not saying to yourself, oh, here it is or something. Like, I just thought it was a nice way of complimenting what you guys have done in a way, if that makes sense.
I mean, we definitely feel good about the start of the season. Definitely feel good about where we're at. Winning series is always positive. I don't think that the players care much about the projection, I'll tell you that.
Okay, maybe not the projection, because that's, you know, what's to come. You can't really, you can project, but you can't predict per se. But what about this stat in particular? So far, your team has faced opponents that have a combined 629 winning percentage. Your remaining opponents have a 462 winning percentage. So you faced the toughest schedule in all of baseball by a wide margin, and now you have the easiest schedule by the numbers by a bit of a margin. Are you happy that you've gotten through this slog of a schedule to start? You knew what April was going to be.
Yeah, like I said, I think we've been playing some really good baseball. And we've been doing it in a complete way. We've been doing it in different ways, whether that's the offense showing up and putting up a bunch of runs, whether it's base running, or defense or great starting pitching or some great appearances from the bullpen. You know, we've done it a bunch of different ways. I think we still have, you know, we got the Dodgers, we got the Phillies coming in, we got tough teams continuing, and it's all about when you play teams. It's all about how you line up with them. You could run into a team, and I think that, you know, continuing to do that throughout the season, scoring in different ways and being as versatile as we can.
I talk about regular season games that you're going to remember. I feel like as a fan or somebody watching, it's always a game like what happened on Friday. You know, it's a wild comeback. You have no idea what's going to happen. What was being in that game like? You've been in a couple of those, but that one was pretty epic.
Yeah, that was a pretty big roller coaster. You know, I think just getting up to that lead, giving up 10 in one inning, and the resiliency to for the offense to stay in it and know that we had a chance, know that the wind was blowing out, and if we just got some traffic going, we had two shots at it to get back in that game. And so, you know, being able to get it all back in the eighth and have Press come in and do what he did, I think it also speaks to just like how good of a pitching performance Colin Ray had to keep the game under control there for the first five innings. And then, what Press did when he came in the game late, like after seeing all those runs go up and knowing the wind's blowing out like that, to have that clean inning that he did was really impressive.
It's actually quite remarkable that the two starting pitchers on Friday got through that thing mostly unscathed, and that it was a 2-1 game heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. Ian, I'm curious because you just talked about conditions like Friday and then conditions like Sunday, completely at the opposite ends of the spectrum. What are your ideal conditions for a ball game at Wrigley with the wind situation and everything else?
Yeah, wind blown out at 100. That's my ideal condition. Take that one every day. Pitchers get plenty of days where the wind's blown in. I'll take the ones where it's blown out.
Okay, that's good. That's good to know. Going forward, looking at this matchup with the Dodgers, you're only seeing them for two games. It's technically, I guess, the continuation of your home games with them in Japan. Are you happy to be through this portion of the NL West schedule this week where you won't have to see the Dodgers, the Padres, or the Diamondbacks anymore in the regular season, at least?
You know, I think we were going to play them at some point. It's a part of it. You know, this will be 6-7 against the Dodgers, I guess. So, you know, we've done a good job. I know that we haven't won every game, but we've been in them all. And you're going to have to play all these teams. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the schedule and, you know, playing the NOS this much and everything. You know, whether it was going to be in April or it was going to be in September, we were going to get these games. And I feel like we've done a good job of stacking up and staying in them. And so, you know, the approach doesn't change. It's not, you don't take a deep breath after April, you know, you keep going, keep playing good baseball.
I also just like how you guys have persevered in trying and just sticking to a plan of manufacturing offense. We've talked to you a lot about stolen bases, but the clip that the team is on right now, and it's okay if you get caught stealing every now and then, you know, when you're seeing the overall numbers, it just helps manufacture offense. We've talked about creating chaos on the base paths. What can you say about like how you guys have been able to steal so well so far? I feel like it's added a lot of element when it comes to the offensive production.
Yeah, I just think we have some guys that are really, really good at it. You know, I think John Birdie's has a history of being a prolific base stealer. Obviously, Pete's speed and what he's been able to do. Nico's been unbelievable at it throughout his career. So you have guys in the lineup who are exceptional at stealing bases, and then you have the next tier guys that are able to do it when there's an opportunity. And I think that it's a mix of being intelligent with it and understanding, like, I'm hitting in front of Kyle Tucker and Seiya, and so I don't need to take that many bags. You know, if there's a situation where it makes sense to try to get the second and a two-out opportunity or something like that, you know, you take your shots, but also, like, let those guys hit doubles and homers and drive me in. So, and there's another part of it that's, hey, we're facing a tough pitcher, the wind's blowing in, situation dictates that we have to go get this base because that's how we're going to generate offense. So understanding the situations, understanding when there's opportunity, and I think we've done a really good job of that, and that's why you're seeing that we're stealing a lot of bases, but we're doing it at a really high clip, and that's an important part of it.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. we get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The base running and just the offense in general has been so good, more runs scored per game than any other team in the majors. I'm curious, with you just mentioned Ryan Pressly and the performance that he put on Friday specifically, and he seems to have settled down after a couple of shaky outings as the closer. To see the changes that have happened as they try to address the bullpen issues, guys being sent up and down, I know that's something you're familiar with and kind of accept over the course of a major league season, but is that at all jarring when you are playing winning baseball and to see guys coming in and out? We know Jordan Wicks just got sent back down to Iowa.
No, it's normal. I mean, it's part of a 162 game season. Unfortunately for guys that are relief pitchers, like, that's a big part of the game, and guys are up and down a lot in that position, whether it's performance or injury. You know, I thought Wicks did a great job. I thought he threw strikes on Friday, didn't get the best result, and then he did a great job of keeping us in that game Sunday. Not easy when the runner starts on second base. He didn't let up more than one run in those innings, and that's all you can ask for from that situation. He did a great job. He's going to be a big part of this team throughout the course of the season. He has been in the past, and he will be moving forward. I was really impressed with what he did. And there's going to be a little bit of turnover in the bullpen. That's part of it. But I think we have the guys down there to get the job done, and you know, I believe in our ability. I believe in Hotovy and what the pitching staff and pitching department can do down there. And you've seen the starting pitching be fantastic, and you know, bullpen's going to be good for the rest of the year.
Do you like the extra inning setup with the Manfred man, ghost runner, whatever you want to call it, on second base to start an inning, or would you rather a traditional?
I love it. We actually had, this was our hot take from Danny Mueller on the podcast this week. He did not love it. Some people want to see traditional baseball. You know, I think it's good for the game. I think there's an excitement element to it. You're not seeing games go as long, which is keeping guys on the team. It's keeping engagement. You know, that's a situation in that game. I think it was 1-1 going into the 10th there. The chances of being able to hit a homer to score a run there are slim to none. And I think we could have been playing baseball for a really long time. And then you get a guy in second base, both teams score in the 10th, and then you have, you know, some bad luck for us in the 11th. But, you know, there's excitement and something to watch, and I think that it's been a great change.
Speaking of that, I love Danny. So if you want to listen to him, of course, Ian hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday with the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. I will listen to that hot take. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I also need you to give me a scouting report on a pitcher we saw on the mound this weekend, Ian. He's 6'1". He was in jeans, slender dude, but had a heck of a windup. What did you think of Ben Johnson's first pitch?
I thought it was pretty impressive, you know, sinker right over the heart of the plate. It was great. I got to meet him briefly and his family. They looked like they were having a great time, excited to be there, excited to be in Chicago, and just feels like he's really embracing the city and excited to be a part of it, which is always fun to see.
We were a little shocked he didn't stick around to sing the 7-inning stretch, but hey, but each of his own, if he's not a karaoke kind of guy, I understand it. I respect it. Back to what you said about the traditional rules versus, you know, getting things going. NFL draft is Thursday. I'm assuming since you're off, you're going to be paying attention to what happens in the NFL draft. Two questions. What do you want to see there in the first round? And also, does that mean you like the college football playoff rules better than the NFL overtime rules?
True. Yes. I'll answer the second question first. I do think the college football rules are more exciting. As far as the draft goes, trust the Bears staff. Go get them. Believe in you.
Okay.
Love the scouting report. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. You can save on dental implants today. What's the latest going on with Connect Roasters? And if you have any charitable efforts, of course, we always want to hear about those, Ian.
Yeah, Connect. We just got our cold brew cans in Wrigley again. We're excited. They're down in the clubhouse, and they're going to be on the website soon. We have the canned cold brew, and then we have the coffee shandy, which is the half coffee, half lemonade. People are loving that, and so we're excited to get that out to everybody and have people drinking it again.
Certainly, we appreciate you joining us to talk about not only the Compound Podcast, the latest with Kinect, but just the way the Cubs are playing. I think everybody feels pretty good right now, and you guys have to feel pretty good as to how the season's going, especially given the competition.
Yeah, we're excited and feel good about the spot. A lot of baseball left to play, but it's been a good start for the Cubbies, and we'll keep it rolling.
I can't wait to ask you about these projections next month. But at least I like I do like asking you about good stats, Ian. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Ian.
That was Ian Happ on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And the interview with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from FinishingChicago.com. Good stuff from Ian Happ for sure.